N4DJC, N0TR. N0TR mobile. U2T, W2T, N0TR.
N4ZLK mobile.
Going ahead and call Shane. Good morning, sir. And how's your day going?
So good. I was starting to feel sorry for you. I decided I'd jump in there.
Well, somebody has some respect for their inferiors. I mean superiors. Their old age. Well, I'm just headed down for a routine eye appointment at Clemson Eye. And magnificent day if you just stay 81 degrees, Shane.
I believe we're past the time of when it's going to stay at that temperature for a little while. So, we'll be careful. I hope your appointment goes well. It's just a regular checkup.
Get my Mark II eyeballs and make sure they're okay, and I feel like they're just fine. I checked out 2020 the last time, and, well, ever since they done that eye surgery on me. And, I really am enjoying it. It's the best thing I've ever done. I guess it's been about 3 years now since I had it done, and they only had to touch it up one time. It took about 30 seconds. But they really do a great job because my eyes have gotten clear to 2400, Shane.
I'm in 4DJC.
I can't. I'm not a candidate unless they've changed something on that. I'm more farsighted. So I have to wear readings, and then the distance has gotten a little worse, but I'm kind of stuck with glasses right now. My sister and brother both had that done, and my sister is a pilot. You know, she's an airline pilot, so it must have done good. Anyway, go ahead, Jerry, and I'll probably make this my last one. I'm not far from my first delivery here. You guys have a good day. N4ZLK, over to you, Jerry.
Have a good day today. Be safe. Tom, I heard you on just a minute ago. It took me a little while to get upstairs and get on the radio other than the handheld.
Good morning, Jerry. Well, I hadn't talked to you in a while. I'm glad you did come up. Didn't mean to disturb your outside venture this morning because they don't last long. He is hot too fast. I went out and watered the chickens, and that was about it. Bernice is not going with me down here to Clemson Eye. And Shane, if anybody can do it, they can do it. And the technology has changed immensely. They use what's called a femto laser now. And it's just incredible the things that they can do that they didn't used to do. I had astigmatism as well as a great deal of nearsightedness. But it sure be worth the money to go down there and get checked up. I forget the gentleman I had, but they're all extremely versatile ophthalmologists or whatever you call them. And I had to speed up here a little bit to get around this car. I'm going to make a turn down here. And if they could improve your vision, it's one of our major senses that the good Lord give us, so it can be well worthwhile. And Jerry, I hope I check out all right. I don't have any reason to think I won't.
You'll be fine, Tom. I went outside. I was downstairs in the wife's outside working on the deep power came in yesterday, started trenching down one side of the yard there for the house next door to us, and they made a big mess. And she's absolutely furious with them. We had to go pick up our granddaughter yesterday, take her to a meeting at school because both parents were still working, so we did that yesterday afternoon, so we didn't get to stay here with them. But gosh, they just made a huge mess. They trenched it down about 3 feet, and then we thought they were just going to run one of those small trenches, but they had a daggum excavator out there doing it, and it's just, they dug up a lot of grass and stuff, too, so I know they're not going to do anything about it because they never do, but we're going to try to get the builder, hopefully next door, to whatever landscapes get there and help smooth it out, but We were doing a little bit yesterday and today, but this morning I was still cool. But I tell you one thing, I don't know what it is. My allergies are just absolutely driving me nuts the last 3 days. I hadn't had an issue like that in a long time.
The safe day, Shane. Well, I'll tell you, Jerry, this is the very first day I didn't take an allergy pill this morning. I didn't take the Zyrtec. And I thought it was making me cough at night. I don't know if it does or not. I've been taking some of that Mucinex because I have bad sinus trouble. But it hadn't been bothering me since that great deal of oak pollen and all of that stuff was falling down there, you know. And so I thought, well, why take that pill if I don't have to? But I'll probably regret it.
Been told it takes a couple of weeks for those things to start working good, but I didn't take any nasal spray last night either, because sometimes that stuff, if I take it at night, it sometimes it kind of drains down my throat or something instead of, you know, staying up in my sinuses. I'm in the nasal passage and it makes my throat a little husky in the morning, and I already had some drainage, but I'm not, you know, like I said, I just have, there's something with my nasal stuff all year round, and I don't really know what to do about it. I ain't been to an allergist. That may be my next step. I'm not real sure if they would prescribe me anything other than I'm already taking, or give me something I could actually take. I just can't take a decongestant. It just drives me crazy. I just can't do it. It's just keeps me awake at night and all other kinds of problems for me.
Yeah, that stinks, Jerry. Well, I can only recommend what my VA doctor told me. She said Nasacort was the best. And everybody I talk to usually says, well, I'm taking Flonase. Well, I tried that too. It did no good. But I used to take one shot in each nostril before I go to bed, and one shot in each nostril when I got up. And anymore, I just take one shot in each nostril at night. And it's fantastic. You can take up to 5 days for it to start working thoroughly. But you can buy the generic much cheaper down at Walmart. I get it at Sam's or Costco's, whichever one. And it definitely worked when nothing else would, and I had extremely severe sinuses when I was younger.
They recently prescribed Nasacort for me, and they changed it over to Flonase some other time because of the name brand, I guess. But now, over-the-counter Nasacort is about the same price as Flonase brand name is, or close to it. Maybe a little more expensive, but I'm gonna give it a try, because Flonase, the brand name, works pretty good for me. But it's just not quite as good as it should be. And I tried another antihistamine. along with that my daughter takes, and it works good for her, but take up, it doesn't make mine worse, I think.
Try anyways. I always highly recommend it. My doctor's a lady down there at the VA, and she's extra good, and she says, we got to try everything else first before they allow me to prescribe that, but they don't do that anymore. If it's not the in-shop stuff that they have, you don't get it. So I just buy it. It's weight in gold to me. I have one nostril that is very much smaller than the other. And, gosh, it used to be really, really bad, the sinuses. Now I get to where I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. But they wanted to operate on it many years ago, and you know that there was a chaplain, and he was in the rack across from me there, the bed, and they operated on his nose, and I'd had lung surgery, so I was down for a long time, like 4 months, I guess. Not like it is nowadays. And Anyways, I seen that poor sucker with ice packs on his face, and his face was all black and blue, and it was just, he was in a lot of misery for, I don't know, at least 5, 6, 7 days, and I seen that, and I told that I caught cold before they did lung surgery, and they said, well, we got to operate on your nose first. And I said, no, God give me that nose, and it's going to stay that way, sir. I said, I'll have to decline. And so they didn't, but they waited till I got over the cold, and then went ahead and operated on me and screwed that up and had to do it over. So life goes. Well, I'm not too far from getting down here to Pelham Road, Jerry, so I'll probably make one more, and then I got to let you go, buddy. It'd be great to hear you today.
Get off here to you in just a second. I got the same issue. My right nostril is bigger and smaller than my left, and that thing just stays stuffed up all the time. I just don't get enough oxygen through it. Unless I tell you, a decongestant is fine, but I can't tolerate those things. This stuff's not good for you anyway. But I'm gonna get some Nasacort. I'm gonna just order it online at Sam's. That's about as cheap as I've seen it. And I'm going to give that a round or two, see how that does. Because, like I said, the Flonase, the brand or generic, neither one of them do much for me at all. But I'll let you go. Pay attention to the road. Pelham is pretty rough this time of day. We'll talk to you a little bit later, maybe on the return trip in 0TR in 4DJC. Clear after you.
Okay, Jerry. Good to hear you this morning. Yeah, they can't even get an NG tube up my nose in the hospital on that side. It's too small. Anyways, 73, Jerry, I've arrived. Yes, and 0TR cleared.
JWK
and 4VWA. K4VWA, W4DJW.
That's to the field.
Not yet. I just finished my working out and getting cleaned up. I got to put the shelf back in the truck, and then I'll be ready and load up, and then I'll be ready to go. Are you going?
Beady Deedy, I'm leaving the driveway as we speak. No joy on my Bixler, man. Oh my God, getting that motor in there is a. Those little screws up in that hole, that's a bear. Had to make a tool. So, anyhow, I can zip one in and out now. But, I got the new motor in there. It turned about four turns and locked up. Beep, 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 beep.
Did you order a new one, or did you just use one that you had?
Used a new one that I had.
You have any other new ones?
I've got to order some.
So what you taking to the field today?
And mow. So I may have my hands full. But I got two props with me for the Bloody Wonder. And, hey, I flew it reasonably well, and now I can't even talk this morning. Now I know to make a little higher speed approach.
And stay away from that fence.
Hey, with the ball. But, yeah, with the Bloody Wonder, I'm just going to come in a little hotter. So that I can maintain some control on the elevator and let it scoot in.
Well, I got to put the shelf in the back of the truck, and then I've got to load up. And I only charged four batteries, so I don't plan on being out there long. Amy ordered another 75 bags of mulch. I'm supposed to be here when they get here. I don't know what time they're coming, but I'm gonna have to get back early so that I can be here when they get there, if possible.
Okay, and she ordered a what?
So I put down 130 bags of mulch two times already for 260 bags already. She ordered another 75 to finish out the backyard.
Honeydew, I worked so hard in retirement, you keeled over. Oh, goodness gracious, Dave. Well, at least you know that you'll be in good shape for starting the summer. Man, oh man. So, is this going to put a crimp in your schedule trying to get that stuff? I mean, we could do this tomorrow afternoon or sometime Friday, because it's not going to rain anytime soon.
Well, I like to see that mall get running, because I have ulterior motives for getting the mall back out, because it's red. And it's easy to look down on, and it's easy to track as it moves around, relatively easy. You know, like a black multi-rotor is kind of hard to see from up above. But a red mall with a big, big red wing and a big red fuselage and a big red tail, That's easy when you're looking down on it, and you can track it while it's moving. So I'd like to see the mall get back up in the air.
Okay, all right. And so is it the fox or the hound?
The fox. The mall's the fox. And either a multi-rotor up above, or a Bixler. It could be a Bixler. It could be a multi-rotor. It could be that tiger shark, but it's kind of that tiger stick, but it's kind of... I mean, it flies at 80 miles an hour just to stay in the air, so it's kind of a little bit too fast for that. But the ideal one would be the Telemaster, but it's, you know, it's not ready yet.
Dave, sometimes I'm a little bit slow to pick up. This is for the goggles. You'll see the red image in the goggles much more prevalent with the contrast than you would something else.
Well, that too. But yeah, that's, you got a good point there, but that's not the main point. For that, we use radar, right? We buy that little radar solution. That's not very expensive. And you can get up to 4 people following each other. And that's for like going up to the Badlands up in South Dakota or something, flying through the Grand Canyon, or anywhere that's not a state park. But that's a totally different thing. I'm thinking about the search and recovery. Being able to spot something that's moving on the ground and log it and, you know, send back GPS coordinates and loiter around it, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. And you know something I've always wondered? How does the follow me work?
You draw a box around what you want to follow, and normally that's you. It can be you in a car, it can be you on a bicycle, it can be you walking on foot. You draw a box around it, and it gets an image of that. And I've got that software that uses to locate a human. And it can be a human sitting or standing or walking or running. But anyway, it locks onto the human inside that rectangle, and it keeps track of where that is, where it moves, and it can tell when you turn sideways or when you're walking or when you kneel and you stand up, that kind of thing. You can figure all that out.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, you better get out there and start getting your stuff together. And what do you figure you'll be, 45 minutes, an hour?
Well, I got this one equation that I want to finish. I got 2 vertices and 3 legs of a triangle, and I need to find the other vertice. You know what that's for, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, why don't you finish that calculation? I've got a little quickie project that I could do real fast. I've got to go down to my metal shop. I've got a couple of brackets that I need to get bent, and I think I could do that in about 45 minutes. So I'm thinking, why don't we meet at 11 o'clock? How's that sound?
That would be good. That'll work for me. It'll still be a little bit cool, and maybe the sun will be up high enough to where it won't be in our eyes on the horizon. That'll work.
See you at sunrise, partner. Oh, well, no, at 11 o'clock. All right, I'll see you at 11 o'clock. And, I've got the mall with me. Hopefully it'll fly. And we'll do our thing. All right, 73s, KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
See you around 11, KN4 VWA, W4DJ, W clear.